Welcome to From the Archives with Quips and Dips. This is where you get your bonus content. Here's where all my random thoughts go to collect themselves. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Welcome to the first installation of From the Archives by Quips and Dips. I am your mystery host. Nothing has changed. What is this all about? What did I decide to do? Well, I wanted to make something quick, short, to the point, some mini-sodes, if you will. I wanted to give you something to listen to when you're doing something quick that you don't have a lot of time for, just for fun, shits, giggles, nothing else. This is going to be a collection of anything that I think is important enough to be shared, but I don't have time for it in a full episode, or it'll be a short series. So right now, this month is Women's History Month. So this month, I will be doing a short series about different women throughout history that inspired me in some way or whose stories interested me when I was researching. So I'm going to start off with Miss Josephine Baker. I did mention her in my story today on Instagram, so if you saw it, thank you for supporting. Josephine Baker was a dancer. She was one of the most celebrated performers of the 1920s. She became an iconic symbol of the jazz age and the roaring 20s. You can't really picture those things without thinking of Josephine Baker. She actually had a performance that like caused a riff in the world because she was wearing a short skirt, bananas, and pearls, and that was pretty much it. She did burlesque performances. She was absolutely incredible. She was celebrated by artists and intellectuals of the era, and they dubbed her the Black Pearl, the Bronze Venus, the Creole Goddess. Yes. Now, she was American-born, but she did renounce her citizenship when she moved to France and she married her husband. She was known for aiding the French resistance during World War II. She was awarded the Resistance Medal after the war. And she was also a civil rights activist. So her career was dancing, entertaining, acting, singing, silent films, things like that. But Josephine Baker was so much more than that. As a woman of color, she represented an entire community of people that didn't have a voice in this time, especially in the United States. Things like this were not as segregated. Things were not segregated in France. They weren't like this. She came to New York during the 1950s when the civil rights movement was starting up. And she and her husband were refused reservations at 36 hotels because of racial discrimination. And she was so upset by this that she went and she wrote articles about all the segregation in the United States. And she began traveling to universities and into the South. She gave talks at Fisk University, and she spoke about France, North Africa, and the equality of races in France. How different things are. And she had this amazing strength to her. She was offered $10,000 to perform by a Miami nightclub. The catch was that they wanted her to perform in front of a white-only audience. She refused. She absolutely refused to do this. And then the club eventually met her demands. Her insistence on mixed audiences helped integrate live entertainment shows in Las Vegas, Nevada, one of the entertainment capitals of the world. But with every strength comes the dark side. With every strong movement comes a dark side. She began to receive threatening phone calls from people claiming to be from the Ku Klux Klan. But do you know what she said? She publicly stated that she was not afraid of them. She said, fuck y'all. She worked with the NAACP, and her reputation as a crusader grew to such an extent that the NAACP named Sunday, May 20th, 1951, well, Sunday, May 20th, Josephine Baker Day. And she was presented with life membership by the Nobel Peace Prize winner, Dr. Ralph Bunch. Apologize, I don't know how to say his name. But anyway, Josephine Baker was an incredible woman. She spoke at the March on Washington the same day as Martin Luther King, right alongside him. And she was the only official female speaker. The same day as the I Had a Dream speech, okay? Just to give you guys an idea. So she lives on. She has a strong legacy. She's a strong, powerful woman who was more than her job. We are all more than our jobs. Her job was an entertainer. But she sat there and she fought for the rights of her people. And the thing is, she was born here, but she had been living in France where the issues were not like this at that time. And she came here and she fought anyway, even though she had a cushy, happy life all set up there. She came here to help. That's the kind of person that she was. So with that being said, I have absolutely no qualms in giving an entire bonus episode to Miss Josephine Baker. The reason I'm not doing an entire episode, like I said, this is a series, a mini series, but I could do a whole episode on her. I did a whole school project on her, much longer than this. She's an incredible woman. She was an incredible dancer and an incredible person. And with that, I bid you adieu. Thank you for listening to From the Archives. If you want to catch up with me, check me out on Instagram at Quips and Dips Podcast or on Twitter at QDips. Otherwise, I hope you guys have a great day. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope this is something I can continue to do that you will continue to enjoy. And with all that being said, I hope that you have a great night. I hope that you think about the strong women in your life and congratulate them for being so amazing. That is all for today. Over and out.